This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. The state's Independent Redistricting Commission released a preliminary map today that has an 8th congressional district for the suburbs northeast of Denver. Voter data show 4 of the 8 districts for Colorado would favor Democratic candidates and the other 4 would favor Republicans. The commission will take public comment this summer on the proposed district. Coloradans may see significant changes to their tax bills in 2023. CPR's Andrew Kinney reports.
The lawmakers who focus on state finances typically don't get too much attention.
It's great to see such a crowd for the signing of tax legislation. That's never usually the case. So this is wonderful.
That's Democratic Senator Dominic Moreno. And that big crowd had gathered at the governor's mansion to watch Governor Polis sign laws that will deliver the state's biggest package of tax changes in more than a decade. They'll raise more than $400 million in new tax money each year by reducing tax breaks for some businesses and wealthier people. And the state will also spend hundreds of millions on tax credits and refunds for lower-income families and small businesses. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
Mandatory evacuations have been ordered for a section of Rout County due to a wildfire east of Yampa. The Muddy Slide Fire started Sunday on U.S. Forest Service land. Authorities also warn of unhealthy air due to smoke. There will be mostly cloudy skies along the Front Range. Chance of showers for the western slope. Patchy smoke in the mountains. This is CPR News.